Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third, the left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynisch moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan bunts towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maynisch moves to third. Kress moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. Kress scores. There goes McGowan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Brannan trying to get to third. Jameson throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Brannan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Langford. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Shang scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Mainisch moves to second. It's 5-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannon. Morgan moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brannon bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. McGowan moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lind hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaya-Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya-Holder is 0-for-0 in the game. Blaya-Holder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Blea Holder moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Blea Holder moves to third. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blea Holder scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 7-0, Browns. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Rourke bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 8-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. 1 out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to second. 1 out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Brannan scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Blaeholder moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Blaeholder trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Blue moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Manish bunts towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kress bunts and there's an error on the play. Manish moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGowan bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Manish moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manish tags and scores. Kress tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaya Holder covering, for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Mel Harder. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground that hits Sewell. Sewell is out and Myatt is safe at first. There goes Sewell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Shang strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shang out. One out. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blaya Holder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Blue hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.